Estevan. Members of the Estevan Police Service dealt with 46 occurrences from March 15 to 17. Of those, 12 tickets were issued for various infractions under the Traffic Safety Act. Police received a report of someone deliberately causing injury to a pet. Police attended to a residence where a 20-year-old woman from Estevan was arrested and charged for injuring, endangering an animal under the criminal code. She will attend court to speak to her charge in May. Police attended to a report of a collision involving a vehicle and a pedestrian in a parking lot. Estevan EMS was also dispatched and transported the victim, who had sustained what the EPS described as minor injuries. The driver of the offending vehicle was issued a ticket under the Traffic Safety Act. Police attended to a report of a domestic disturbance at a residence in the Pleasantdale area. Members spoke with all parties involved and were able to mediate the situation. No further police involvement was necessary. Police attended to a disturbance call at a local hotel, in which two males were causing issues and refusing to leave. A 24-year-old man from Estevan was arrested for failing to comply with his probation order, and he also had warrants from other jurisdictions. He was lodged in cells until sober and released with a court date in May to speak to his charges. Officers received a report of a stolen truck. Statements were provided and the matter remains under investigation. Police received two complaints of excessive speeds and erratic driving. One of the drivers was spoken to and warned of their driving actions. The other vehicle was not located, but the caller was able to provide a vehicle description and plate number, and that matter remains under investigation. Members conducted several condition, curfew checks over the weekend. As a result, a 50-year-old Estevan man was arrested and charged for failing to comply with his release order. He was released and will speak to his charges at a later date. Officers received a report of mischief to a residence. That matter is still under investigation.